Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In soccer yesterday, Gustavo Bow scored in the 56th minute to give the New England Revolution a 1-0 victory over the Montreal Impact in the MLS's back tournament in Florida. Meantime, the event keeps getting smaller. Nashville SC followed FC Dallas's lead and officially withdrew from the competition yesterday after 9 of its players tested positive for COVID-19. In other virus-related sports news, the Atlantic Coast Conference is putting fall competitions on hold until at least September 1st due to the pandemic. The move doesn't bar teams from holding practices and doesn't affect the football schedule for now, but it does impact non-revenue sports such as soccer, volleyball, field hockey, and cross-country. Schools such as Syracuse University won't be able to hold exhibitions up to that date. Also yesterday, the Big Ten Conference announced it will not play non-conference games in football or several other sports this fall. This all comes a day after the Ivy League Conference canceled all sporting events until at least January. In the NBA, full-scale practices inside the league's bubble at the Disney Complex in Orlando have started, with the Magic being the first team to formally return to the floor. The Nets have signed veteran Michael Beasley as a substitute player for the remainder of the season. Also in the NBA, the legal fight over rookie Zion Williamson's endorsement potential now includes an allegation that his family received $400,000 from a marketing agency before playing at Duke. Prime Sports Marketing and company president Gina Ford filed a lawsuit last summer, accusing Williamson of breach of contract. Williamson had filed a lawsuit in North Carolina to terminate a 5-year contract with Prime Sports. In court filings yesterday, Ford's attorneys included a letter signed by Williamson and his stepfather to repay a 2018 loan from a different agency. Williams' attorney says those documents are, quote, fraudulent, end quote. And it's official, MLB will open the 2021 season on April 1st and hopes to have every team play its first game on the same day for the first time since 1968. The league released the full schedule yesterday. Clubs plan to resume full intra-league schedules, and interleague play will again align regionally. Confirming reports from earlier this week, the Mets will host the Yankees at Citi Field on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. I'm Jesse King.